I will go ahead and call the Hamburg City Council special meeting to order October 30th, 2018 at 7 o'clock. If you all rise for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thanks for everybody for coming in. If you didn't sign in, make sure on your way out that you sign in. That'd be awesome. And that, tonight's meeting is for special meeting for the fire truck pumper financing and the new water tower conversation. Let's go ahead and we'll start off with the Hamburg fire truck pumper. I believe all we need to do is just approve the finance, or the financing's been, or no, we have to approve the financing, then we have to
approve the resolution. So basically what we came out to is the cost of the truck sharing with the remainder of $114,000 left that we had to finance for out of the $395,000. And basically we did the $114,000 for the equipment certificate of indebtedness, which will be over 5 years. That'll run from 2019 to 2023. So basically, what we're really looking to do is approve the resolution tonight, resolution number 2018-10, which is the resolution authorizing the sale of equipment certificate of indebtedness in the amount of $114,000.
Council, any questions, thoughts, concerns?
The 114 is there, so.
Yeah, so of that, 30,664 is township. Young America Township, yep. Washington Lake Township paid their percentage in full.
Where's all the other money coming from?
The city. So it was split based on units. So it was 54% of it was paid for by the city, 23% by Young America Township, and roughly about 23% by Washington Lake.
What was
the overall figure in the budget? $395,000.
It came off
a lot.
So how did that get down to
114? We had money in savings of roughly almost $128,000 that the city has set aside already. $87,703 from Washington Lake Township paid their portion in full, and another $60,000 from Young America Township.
Any other questions from the public or council? Otherwise, we already approved the purchase. We just now have to approve the pass the resolution, councilors. Anything else to discuss?
I also should mention, what was it, about $5,000 from the relief? From the relief.
Will this be money added on to our taxes, or will that be added on to our water bill, to the water billing?
This would have nothing to do with water.
Nothing.
The fire truck, no.
Okay.
Norwood, Young America, was this that much money? $30,000?
Yep. And they'll pay interest on that $30,000.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Their share.
I was going to say, why are we borrowing $114,000 paying interest?
No, we'll split that cost share out.
Okay. When are they going to pay that? By a certain date?
Over 2 years was their thought process.
Okay.
Okay. It's maybe 2.5 with interest.
Any other questions or thoughts? Otherwise, look for a motion to approve the resolution.
I move to approve resolution number 2018-10, purchase of the fire truck.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve resolution number 2018-10. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Resolution passes. And the last piece we need is just to approve the payment tonight so we can take possession tomorrow morning of it, of $395,370.50.
I move to approve payment of $395,370.50 to Custom Fire Apparatus.
Second.
Moved and seconded to approve the payment of $395,370.50 to Custom Fire Apparatus Incorporated. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Passes. All right, we'll move on to the new water tower conversation, which I believe most of us are here to have the conversation about. Before we jump into that, just to give everybody a little bit of a background on why we're to the point where we are now. As many of you know in the room, we've been at this for probably pretty close to a decade, I would say, and at least that's as far as, probably longer than that. So we've been at it for a little while. This last legislative session, myself and on occasion Jeremy and a few others went down to City Hall and pounded the pavement as hard as we could. I probably took about, personally, I know I took 5 or 6 meetings with Representative Nash and Senator Jensen, along with Representative Erdahl from the Finance Committee, along the lines, just to try to get us a bond. But unfortunately, we didn't get the bond. Thanks to Senator or Representative Nash, we although were able to increase the pool for the PFA, which definitely increased our chances, which is why we are here today. So we did score high enough for a PFA loan. We won't know the interest rate on that loan until all the application is done, but probably the high water mark would be 2% is what we're basing all the conversation on as well. At the last meeting, we did discuss that we wouldn't do all of the original project that we had bidded or had put forward for through PFA. We actually will just do the tower and then some looping spots that will help with a lot of issues that we're having and have had for a while in town with the water quality in certain areas of town. So that's the background. That's why we're where we are here today and that. And so I will go ahead and turn it over to Justin Black and I forget your okay, correct. Turn it over to you guys to talk a little bit more about where you guys are at, and then we'll bring it back to the finance arm after that.
Right. So the funding that the mayor had talked about is through the Public Facility Authority, and they have a timeline which we need to follow in order for us to receive the loan disbursement. We need to submit the construction plans to them by the end of January. So that doesn't give us a lot of time to put those plans together, but that gives them time to review those plans and then be ready for a bid opening this spring and then construction in 2018. So that's the timeline that they've set as part of the loan requirements. So for us to get the funding, we need to follow that timeline. We talked a little bit at the last meeting about water tower size. You know, the current tower size is about 55,000 gallons. A rule of thumb is to have at least as much storage in the tower as what your daily use is. Average daily use, right now the city's using about 33,000 gallons per day. That being said, we have an eye towards the future and looking at the growth of Hamburg, because when you build a water tower, you want that tower to last a very, very long time. And we know that at some point in time, Hamburg can grow. So the PFA will allow us to build a tower up to double what your daily use is in the next standard size, so it'd be 75,000 gallons. So they'll fund that. They'll allow us to get a loan for a 75,000 gallon water tower, which would provide enough water storage for a community like Hamburg to more than double your population. So Hamburg could more than double in size, and a 75,000 gallon water tower would still be the right size water tower. So we feel good about that sizing, and it meets the loan requirements, which is the most important thing. We did ask the question of the PFA. We said, what if we want to go even bigger yet? And they said, if you go any bigger than $75,000, they won't give us the loan dollars. So they said, yeah. But quite honestly, if we could more than double the population, the size of Hamburg, like we talked last meeting, there's going to be a lot of other issues that we're going to have to face besides just a water tower.
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of the background. The mayor mentioned, in addition to the water tower, part of the funding application was to do some water main looping or to connect some dead ends in the community. And we prioritize those, and we're doing two different areas. One right up here by City Hall, and the other one is on Jacob, just south of the County Road, just south of Broadway. So those are the
and
two areas.
In yellow.
So and the two areas in yellow, just to kind of orientate yourself, here we are at City Hall. So we'll be looping, the new tower would be just behind the City Hall building here, just to the north. And we'd be looping this water main system. I know across the street they have a lot of issues because of this dead end main. So we'd be looping that system. The other loop that we would complete is down Jacob Street, south of Broadway. Right now there's a dead end here. We would complete that loop. So those are the two loops that we prioritize as being most important. We did identify other loops in the application that we submitted, as the mayor had mentioned, but those are things that we could do in the future. We want to try to do the most we can with the loan dollars, but understand we still are dealing with limited resources. It's not a grant. It's a loan. We have to pay the money back. So we try to prioritize the best spots and stay within a budget frame. So that really encompasses the engineering side of things and what would be done as part of the project. I guess if you have to answer any questions, I'd always turn it over to Jeremy to talk about the funding piece.
What's the elevation of the BR? Are we going to increase pressure?
You know, that's a question I can't answer tonight. As part of our due diligence, part of our engineering, we would do some pressure and flow tests on the existing tower and take some elevations and determine what the new tower elevation needs to be in order to maintain, you know, typically we're looking for 50 to 60 PSI is what we're going for.
Yeah.
Right, so it's a little on the low side. So that's a function of tower height. So the higher the tower, the higher the pressure. So we would have to do some engineering calculations to determine what height that tower needs to be at to get a set optimum PSI. So that's part of what we would do.
Does that cost have anything to do with what's going to happen with the old tower?
We did include in the application the cost to demo the old tower. So because the advantage we have with the change in tower location is we can build the new tower, get it online, and once everything's up and running, and then we'll go over and demo the tower. So that's a real advantage of having the two different sites. But that is included in the application.
How much are we looking to increase, or do you think the PSI will increase from what it is now to what it will be?
Are you talking about dollars and cents or
no,
pounds?
No, pressure, water pressure.
Well, right now I understand you're at about 40. Ideally, you want to be around 50 PSI. That's kind of a standard. So that's again a function of tower height. So you need to take a look at how high we need to build the new tower in order to hit that 50 PSI.
I've heard situations where there's too much water pressure and then you have an issue with low wire lines that there's actually end up breaking low lines. Is that something that's going to be a problem? Or
We don't want to have the pressure too high. So we want to stay right around that 50 PSI. If you get up around 60, 65 PSI, then you're going to start to have problems with old veins breaking. That's also when you have issues with keeping your faucets in the house. You start to get water hammer, and that's tough on those. So we want to be able to increase the pressure a little bit to get up to a little bit higher than where you're at now, but we don't want to be at 60 or 70 PSI. That's too high.
Any other questions? Any questions for the council for the engineers? Jeremy, why don't you go ahead and move then forward with the financing?
Okay, so at the last meeting we discussed, because we're kind of on a timeline here that we have to meet, so hence the reason for the special meeting, but the biggest concern from the council was what's the financing going to look like? So I took some time, I put a spreadsheet together. It's in the council packets. I can pass mine around because I have it on the computer here. But basically what I...
That's not? Oh, no.
That's the...
The best proposal I came up with, without looking at moving other monies around or taking from savings or any other type of, from any other type of funds. So basically what I would look at continuing to doing is from 2020 to 2024, we basically, oh, it was probably 4 or 5 years ago, we started a capital improvement fund. We would continue to use that money to put towards our principal payment for the fund here. And also then what I would look at doing is from 2020 to 2022, that money we've set aside, we would take those monies to help make our payments. As you can see where it says savings line there of 26304. So through 2019, we'll have $78,912 put aside for the tower. So to make it feasible, I would be proposing to take that money, separate it amongst the first 3 years of payments to minimize, you know, the, you know, looking at water rate structures or the tax impact. So as you can see, if you look at just 2020 line item there, you can see $19,776 is for water capital improvement fee. That's already built into the water bill. So we just continue to use that amount for the payment. And then you can see the savings amount would be the money we've saved from that account from the capital improvement. So basically the makeup is $20,700. So you can see on the bottom, there's a scenario, I've put two scenarios I put together, and what I would probably propose is the bottom scenario is starting this year already, is looking at in 2019 about a 2.25% increase, another 2% increase in 2020, and then another 2.23% tax increase in 2023. That would cover us out to 2025 when the well payments and the water treatment plant payments come off, which amount to about $75,000. So, and as you can see, we're looking at about $66,780 on average per year for a $1.1 million project at 2%. So, you know, the kind of, I think the biggest fear is what kind of impact is that going to have on, you know, the tax base or rates. So as you can see, I mean, I think it's a very doable way of doing it. I mean, there's 100 other scenarios I can come up with, but I hate to borrow money from here and then pay it back later. Councils change, staff changes. Will that get lost in the shuffle? Will monies get replaced if you're borrowing, you know, for time? So my proposal, the best proposal I came up with would be to, like I said, we'd just basically be capping into our capital improvement fee that we set up specifically, you know, for capital improvements, and this is a big one. Continue using that and then using what we've saved up already to cover our costs. And then as you can see in 2025, you know, with the debt coming off the wells and the water treatment plant, and then taking into consideration the payment for the water tower, were $8,000 to the good. So it's really a, you know, a minimal impact, you know, any tax crease nobody wants, but I mean, for something that's long overdue here, it's, I don't think it's quite the fear we had at the last council meeting when we were sitting considering a $70,000 payment. I mean, because ultimately the original plan we had is if we could just get to 2023, 2024, you know, then them other payments come off, we can just, you know, extend them payments and minimize the tax impact. But I think we're at a point with that tower. It's 105 years old. The roof shot. I've talked to our maintenance. I've talked to our guy that helps us with our, you know, water, and it's time to, you know, look at moving forward with this project. And I think with this proposal, it's shows that it's very feasible.
Any questions from the council? Any questions from the public? Waltz.
So, on the property tax increase, so 1%,
of the water tower payment is going to go to everybody? Is that how I read it?
Well, there's two ways you can go about it. You know, we can look at water rates, but I looked at the tax purpose. You know, a 1% increase taxes for the community, it is an increase of $4,870. So yeah, it would be spread out amongst everybody.
So everybody has 1%.
Yeah, and that can vary too. If you're for some reason, and it all comes down to estimated market value, where they always do on your taxes. So it can be different. What's the best way to explain it? If Joe's house goes up $30,000 and Timmy's house goes down $15,000, you know, his tax increase could be 3% and his could be, you know, less than that, because how it's spread out is based on estimated market value. So it's really hard to say.
Is that the fairest way? Because wouldn't it be the same where you get your money? How many households do we have? 220 in town?
We have about 200, if we look, about 212, I think, accounts. You know, if we look at water accounts, going that route.
So wouldn't it be more fair that every property gets the same amount? Rather than the one with $60,000 house compared to $100,000 house pays less, but they might use more water than the one with $100,000.
Yeah, and that is something to look at, but we'd have to add an income of, you know, $21,000, which would again substantially raise our water rates.
Jeremy, can I ask you, in Norwood, how does our taxes compare and your water bill compare with ours here?
You know, one philosophy I use, I don't like to compare to other towns, for you need to take care of your community. I'm not dodging the question like a politician here.
Yeah,
but I'm going to state a fact here. Is the city of Hamburg needs to worry about what their expenses are. Norwood's expenses can be whatever, but Hamburg's expenses can be something different. So to sit and, because you're not, we can't afford, what I'm saying is we can't afford to set our rates at what Norwood's are. I mean, yeah, there's maybe three times less than Hamburg's. I mean, to be honest, I just pay my bill, so I don't know what the rates are. But what I'm saying is what our expenses are, that's what we have to set our revenues at with any account. It's just a philosophy I use. I know it's not the answer you want, but to me, it's factual accounting.
And the difference, too, not to necessarily defend Jeremy in that standpoint, but when we try to compare cities to cities, you have to compare like-sized cities. You can't compare a city that's four times the size of ours and expect to have the same type of mill rate and have the same type of water rate, because we have less properties to spread that money over.
Well, not only that, Chris, to add to that, let's say you want to compare to Plato. Well, they don't have a $1.2 million water plant and water wells, new water wells. So it's that apples to apples concept, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, you can't do apples to oranges here. You know, so you got to...
Plato does have a $20 million.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not lying. Rates are high here. Most citizens know that. I know that. I deal with the bills. The reason why the rates are high is because back in 2003, 2004, you know, EPA, Department of Health all came out with new rules and regulations on what was allowed on certain chemicals in water, and we weren't meeting them, which then we had to build a new plant to be able to take these chemicals out. And also, we had a well that, from what I understand, I've been here 20 years, and I've been hearing it for 20 years that well is going to go any time. So at that time, we did two new wells, too. So that, you know, and think about it, like Dick said, you know, his concept about spreading it out, and that's what we did at that time. When you take $1.2 million amongst 212 users, boom, water rates tripled when that happened.
What happens when the people don't pay their water bills? Are we having much trouble with that yet anymore?
Oh, we still have a concept of shutting off, and they seem to find money, so. And now, one thing just to add is there's some new technology coming out. There's new water meters that come out that you can remote control them, so you can turn them on and off. So, I mean, the approach, I know a lot of other cities assess, and the reason I don't like to do that is for the fact, once you do that, they're never going to pay. We are a small city. We can't afford to be having $10,000 to $30,000 sitting out there waiting to be collected, you know, because we run month by month. And so that's why still, I think council kind of takes that approach that we turn their water off. It gets their attention.
They get many letters before the water gets turned off.
Yeah.
They get many opportunities.
I tell you, just
a payment plan, or, you know, come up here and talk to us.
The amount of time and money that's put into it, and hence, that's the reason also too why we have a water shutoff fee of $100 to cover those costs, because a lot of times then we're paying our maintenance person to go turn them on after hours. So we do try to recoup some of them costs and the extra time that we put into it. Hence the other reason why we have a 10% penalty, you know, to cover these costs that staff, you know, puts into, you know, trying to collect these bills.
There's four different amounts on our water bill. Explain again what each amount represents.
Well, you got base fees, right? You got your base fees that are on there. And then your water and sewage is based on per thousand. And then you have a capital improvement fee on there that's $8 a month. And then once a year you get a MDH fee, which is from the Safe Drinking Water Act, which is a requirement of the Department of Health. And what is that for is that they come out quarterly and test our water and make sure that our water is up to par and meeting all the requirements from the Department of Health. I don't know offhand, I'd have to pull up the fee schedule. What?
Total base fees are $68.85 a month. And that's prior to you using up to 1,000 gallons. So each 1,000 gallons you use, it's, $14 or $15 between water and sewer. So if you use 2,000, then you're $30 added on top of your $68.85.
You know, our biggest thing is you know, like Joan, you brought up how we compare to Norwood. I bet sewer rates we probably compare very reasonable with them, but water rates, I'd have to think we're three times what they were, and you know, a lot of that, like I said, has to do with a lot of the improvements we've made. And then also you have on there a stormwater fee of $27.50.
Next question. What is that? Is that paying for our new pond out there and that?
Or? That pays for all stormwater improvements. That's what that fund was set up for. All past, present, future. That's what that fund is set up for, to pay for all stormwater improvements. My proposal is look at the tax route. I mean, it's up to council.
No, my question is, are we going to add to that amount when we add the new fund in there?
No, I don't think at this moment, no, there's no intentions of increasing that fee.
Now, the idea behind those type of fees are so we don't have to increase taxes dramatically. To go ahead and account for whatever project that's come forward. The other part too is it helps mitigate the potential borrowing that we would have to do if we have a project like this, or like with the fire truck. We were putting aside $15,000 a year into the fire truck fund until we actually bought a new fire engine. We knew at some point in time we were going to buy a new fire engine. It just depended on when that was going to happen. So instead of reducing, which we could have done, could have decided, well, we take that $15,000, put it back in the general fund, and then we wouldn't have to increase taxes during that time frame and add off of $15,000. But then again, we wouldn't have had 120 something thousand, almost 130,000 sitting there for a new engine. So
is there some point where this $27 is coming off of our water bill because that fund is paid for, or
no? No, because it'll be used then to build up that fund for future improvements.
Because at some point in time, if the census is right and if the information that we've seen in the 2040 comp plan, we're going to increase in size. Now, the new one we're going to be putting out here with the addition of the outlots with Lois Draghi, that's going to help a little bit, but that's not going to help all, depending on how big the numbers get. there's numbers out there that Northern America is going to double in size in the next 10 years. They double in size in the next 10 years, there's a good chance that we could grab 10% of those people to come here and live here and help reduce our taxes. Well, that might not result in a bigger holding bond, but it might result in a bigger holding bond at that point. But I don't have the crystal ball, unfortunately, to definitively give everyone a date and time when that's going to happen.
Well, we've lived here for 50-some years, and the population habit doesn't grow.
I don't know. I guess I don't know the demographics.
I'd have to look back, but I have to imagine since I've been here, it's grown, so.
How much?
Well, since I've been here, we've added 20 homes.
We've been pretty stagnant for about the last.
Yeah.
And for a while, we were stagnant because of, we were told a sewer plant out there wouldn't hold anything, that we couldn't even build a house in Hamburg.
Well, with that, that's a whole another subject. That's inflow and infiltration. Our ponds, I'll just give you a short story. Ponds are designed for 630 people, roughly. But we had excess water coming into the water system, into the sewer system, I should say. And there again, we spent $1.1 million to correct that.
Right.
And it ain't fully resolved either. I mean, but it did at least minimize the impact and allow us to have that moratorium lifted from PCA to be able to add homes. I mean, like I said, I'm a person, can't fix the past, learn from the past.
But did we learn from the past?
I would like to hope so, yeah. I mean, since I've been here, I've gotten thrown into a lot of fires, and I think, you know, a lot of improvements have been made in this city. A lot. For the good. I mean, you have a water, state-of-the-art water treatment plant. Yeah, you got to pay for it, but you have a state-of-the-art treatment plant. You have two new wells that are, you know, reliable.
The building is built.
Yeah, and the building's
almost
correct. I mean, none of us know the future. I'm sure Justin wish he knew the future. It'd make his engineering job a heck of a lot easier.
Okay.
And mine too, but we're trying to plan for the future.
But our point is, as old as we are and as long as we've been paying taxes in this town, at one point during those 50 years, our taxes were higher than Waconia's were for the same home. The exact same home.
And that's very possible. I'm not going to lie. I mean, that's because you have no industry.
That time, our building permit was $300, and theirs were $30.
Not at that time.
No.
Yeah, it's not easy decisions. You know, and to look at it, you know, we'd almost have to raise water rates 25%.
Well, it's easy. Are you going to fix? Or are you just going to let everything fall apart?
When the power starts to
sleep. Well, the problem you get into, and I hate to even bring it up, but you start getting to a point where that tower's, you get into emergency situations.
Well,
we do not want that.
When I was mayor, the rivets inside were just all across the top. They had to all be welded to keep it together. And they said at that time, that was Red Rook Company, 10 to 15 years. And what was that?
You know, kind of a thing I like to always use is, you know, kind of a concept, nobody wants to pay more. It's like buying a car. 20 years ago, it was $5,000. Now it's what, 50? I mean, it's the same things you deal with in your life that the people that sit up here have to deal with. You know, it's Justin can back me up. Infrastructure
costs
are
not going down.
No.
You're talking about
and the other thing,
the future, that's one thing I can predict tonight, is construction costs are continuing to increase. It's just,
And with steel tariffs going on now, we, you know.
We got to make it work. And I didn't mean to look at two-step. It's just a fact. I mean, construction costs are continuing to increase. We're seeing that year over year. You know, I think you've got some issues with the existing tower that couldn't be easily fixed or fixed for a small amount of money. It would be very expensive. As far as the funding goes, this funding gets reevaluated on an annual basis. So we have this low interest loan. The city has this low interest loan available to them for this next year. A year from now, they'll take a look at the list again, and depending on what other applications are made, the city may not rank as high, and you wouldn't be eligible for the low interest loan. So every year they reevaluate the low interest loan.
That's what those low interest loans are usually run by. What percent do they usually go?
1.5 to 2.
1.5 to 2.
Can I ask if this would have been possible to put on the ballot next Tuesday that we could have voted on if people in town wanted
it? No, that deadline's long gone.
No, I know the deadline's gone, but would it have been possible?
Yeah. I mean, if the council.
Well, if you put it on the ballot,
when did we get notified that
every improvement will probably
approve? Were we in that range?
Yeah, I mean, that's why why you folks are elected, is to make those types of decisions.
Yeah.
We didn't get notified, did we, that the loan was...
Wow, we wouldn't have made the deadline to get on the ballot.
No. Right. We just were notified about the loan.
Right.
It's a very compressed timeline. And that's just the way PFA operates. Yeah. From the time they announce the successful cities that receive the low interest loan to the time where a decision needs to be made is a very short timeline. And I couldn't tell you why it's that way, but it is that way, and that's statewide. It's across the whole state of Minnesota. So I think it's just a very tight timeline.
I would say probably the tight timeline is due to the fact that they reevaluate every year.
Correct.
So
if you don't move forward, then they put all the projects back in an order. And depending on if another city makes an application and their need is greater,
they score higher, bump us.
They score higher, it would bump Hamburg down, and then you potentially wouldn't have the same.
You know, I think for the water treatment plant, we tried two that time, we didn't qualify. And I think on the storm sewer project, we tried, we didn't qualify. So, you know, the odds of getting it are pretty dang slim. Once you get the opportunity, I think you just have to take advantage of it.
The interest rates from what we cost all of us, if it was higher, would make a big difference too.
Yeah, and rates were probably, normal rates are what, 5-6%?
6%.
6%?
Question for Justin, I don't even know if you can answer this. What will this same water tower cost us when it's used for?
You know, I don't know that for sure. I think you could add 5 or 10% each year. On $1 million. Right. So if you add 5% on $1 million, that's $50,000. So 5 years from now, it'd be $250,000.
And I think the inevitable thing here is we need a new tower.
So shouldn't that have been our priority to begin with how many years ago? If we knew all these years?
Well, that's why when we...
30 years.
We've been working on the remarriage here.
And
they're telling us to keep them taxes down and their water.
I've been to the Capitol with numerous council members. I've been actually down to the Capitol with representatives from SEH that have lobbyists. You know, and
we've had that a couple of years. We had a lobbyist join the city, and we met with some of the representatives to try to do exactly what you folks did. And this year you were successful. So you have some of that political capital there that you took advantage of, and obviously it helped.
It worked.
Yeah, I mean, like I say, I was down there at least 5 times this year talking to Representative Nash and Senator Jensen. And other representatives and senators on finance committees and that. And again, we haven't qualified for PFA for a number of projects, which Larry pointed out. I'm not up here to toot my own horn, but I think my conversations must have had some type of impact because we qualify now for PFA, which we have not done in my lifetime that I've lived
election here.
I understand we need the water tower, but I think you people understand now why we feel the way we do about what's happened in the past in Hamburg and how we put that.
I understand that aspect. So the question I would have for anybody who might be not in favor of wanting to move forward with the PFA loan is, what alternative would you propose that we take up in order to tackle a water tower that's roof is basically non-existent? So I leave that open to anybody here that's not in favor of moving forward with the PFA to offer up a proposal of thought that we can take back with us and discuss further, or discuss further here tonight.
It's 15, 20 years ago, we were supposed to have put an overflow pipe on the water tower. That was mandatory, but not really.
Council, any thoughts, any additional questions or concerns for staff or for the engineers?
Well, my opinion is I'm just like anybody else. I hate to see my taxes or rates go up. But I hate to all of a sudden open up or turn television on one morning and there's a big flash coming on television, your city of Hamburg on a
boil alert.
Boiling restriction?
Boil water restriction.
Or no water.
Or no water, water, which could very well happen.
Side pop it open.
With the birds getting into that tower.
What's our point? Why wasn't it done sooner?
Why what?
Why it wasn't done sooner later?
Money. Because we built the water treatment plant.
Okay, I was curious as to the arguments.
And the tower was in the agenda. The tower was in the agenda at that time. Put a new tower up. And then the water treatment plant was over $1 million. And that's the reason it just kept pushing off.
I was there, Dagan was there. Every time we want to spend money, no, I don't know if we need that.
When I took over as mayor, the first tax payment that we got from the county when they paid us, half of that went to the bank to pay last year's bill that they had because they didn't want to raise the taxes. Scotty was on. Then we raised the taxes and right away everybody screamed, so the money we got that year we could spend on our project. And not pay somebody else.
The problem is, way back then, the first time I was on the council, the city wasn't run like a business, like it should have been. When you take out of the general fund to go and pay somebody's garbage because they didn't want to raise the garbage rate because he was afraid he couldn't sell a moldy loaf of bread or a goddamn gallon of milk that stunk, they didn't want to, so he just kept taking it out of the general when he was the mayor. And that's what dug the hole to start with. And we've been fighting that battle ever since. And that's the God forsaken truth.
I don't remember if it's Jeremy's time here or Virgil's when we raised the water bill to pay the water fund. We were taking money out of taxes to pay the water bill.
Exactly.
Yeah, I was, yep.
Was that your turn?
Yep. And
that's part of the reason the water bills went up.
Yeah, and a big part too is what we've really tried to accomplish the last quite a few years. You know, about 5 years is eliminating that, so no money is coming from the general fund now to support the water fund.
The water fund was negative.
For a long time.
Well, I can tell you when I started here and redid the books, the city was $33,000 in the hole. So, I mean, big advances have been made. So if you're questioning, have we moved forward? I can show you we have money set aside for future purchases, for future street projects, for equipment purchases. We've started a capital improvement fund. There have been improvements for the better.
And look,
we can talk about the past all we want.
Right.
We got to deal with what's happening now.
Now in the future, yeah.
I mean, the funding is there. I guess.
I think the funding is there and it's not going to get cheaper.
No. And then we're going to talk about it 5 years from now?
No.
And the same questions will come up.
Yeah. Why didn't we do it 5 years ago?
Jesus, how come it's a damn high price now?
Yeah.
You know, 15 years ago it would have been cheaper. Why didn't we do it then?
No, we built water treatment plants. Yeah.
So any new thoughts on it? I think we've kind of hammered the point home on both sides of the fence, and now it just comes down to making a decision. Do we want to move forward and give SCH the green light to start their part of the project so we can get the loan application done in time and get it? The other side of this, one second, Larry. The other side of this, too, these numbers are high numbers, so this is the high watermark, so it could actually come down from this from a dollar standpoint. Larry? You had your hand up?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Are you done?
Yep, I'm done.
I would suggest the council move ahead, give Justin Black and SCH the go-ahead to start the design process. You know, I can face the fact people aren't going to like it. Damn it, we need it.
We've faced them facts before.
Dick?
I would agree with that, but time to proceed. The only one little thing is, you know, tweak how it's going to be distributed.
Yeah, and I was just going to chime in and add two more cents on that. Is we have time here as we go through the budget process to decide whether we want to look at water rates, partial water rates, tax base, fully or partial tax, you know, all the, like I said, there's 100 scenarios out there that we can look at. I just wanted to give one scenario or two that kind of hits home, what you're looking at from a tax impact, because that's what the questions I typically get. You know, like at water rates, so we can look at water rates. Roughly, if we look at, if we're just strictly going to use water rates, we'd almost be looking at a $15 to $20 a month increase on your water bill, the average water bill.
So we can hammer that, Dick.
I think that is a fair way to do it. You're paying for what you use.
You pay for it one way or another, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, that way, it, to me, it just seems a little bit more fair.
So I just took the tax approach, because then you look at it, because I mean, what would have been the fear bit? We're gonna raise taxes 20%? That would have raised some eyebrows. 2%'s a little easier on the eyes, so it's kind of why I took that approach. So it's not to say the council here, you know, we won't probably make that decision till end of November, December, where we really tighten down on the budget and look at those options. So there are, like I said, many alternatives on the table. It's just what the council wants to, what preferred method they want to take.
Dick?
I think you got the majority here. We'll see. It's got to be.
Where?
You know, I'm going to go back a little bit. When we built the water treatment plant, at the same time as when 212 was being built, we had people out here from the Met Council. We had people, our county commissioners were all here, and they said, "Are you building it big enough? Are you building it big enough?" In 5 years, you won't know what happened to this town. It's gonna boom. But it never happened. And we believed them, we hoped, but we got a nice building.
Yeah. And too, if people are concerned, well, how much money do we save going if we just go to $50,000 to save money? Justin, if I recall much, it's hardly anything.
Yeah, it was less than
$10.
It's on that sheet that's handed out on the backside.
I didn't bring it with.
I think.
But it wasn't substantial.
It wasn't a lot, so
it was like $25,000.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't even think. I think it was only. It wasn't a lot. So I mean, the thing here is, we can look at all the past things. This comes down to need. This is a need.
So, council, I ask the question. If there's nothing new to add to the conversation, I look for a motion to move ahead with the proposed schedule for the water tower replacement.
Or 75,000 gallon tank.
Yeah.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to move ahead with the proposed schedule for the water tower replacement. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Get cracking.
Are you taking us all for lunch?
it's too late for that. I gotta get home.
Mike.
I was gonna add one thing. The previous councils hadn't started these extra water funds and the sewer funds. Then what would we be paying today?
Quite a bit more.
Okay. Very good. We will get started right away, and we'll arrange a kickoff meeting with you, Jeremy, and get the process started.
Sounds good.
And then just know everybody that's here too and that will be listening on the playback. Again, the budget process still moves on. So if you have any input on how you want us to tackle this, come up to future budget meetings or future meetings and let us know. Or just let us know individually or collectively as well. I look for a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Moved and seconded to adjourn the Hamburg City Council meeting October 30, 2018 at 7:51. All in favor? Opposed? We are adjourned. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks for the input.